T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Uber and Lyft drivers make up about 15% of all car trips in San Francisco on a typical weekday, but the SFPD says that they account for almost two-thirds of downtown traffic violations that relate to congestion, things like blocking lanes. KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer joining us live on the KCBS Newsline. Phil, I suppose this doesn't really surprise us.
No, it doesn't. And let's also take a little closer look at those stats. You know, we're talking about 15% of the trips in San Francisco on a workday are Uber, Lyft, or one of the other ride shares. But, you know, if you take a look at the downtown, that number more than doubles. So what we have is a heck of a lot more Uber and Lyft running around the downtown, as you've seen. The second thing is, yeah, you're talking about not necessarily like speeding or running red lights, but, you know, illegal U-turns when they drop somebody off and then go whipping around the other way, blocking bus lanes or bus stops, driving in bus lanes. In other words, acting like, you know, people try to make a buck off picking up and dropping off people. Shouldn't be completely unexpected, although the numbers are a bit startling.
And the thing is, Phil, that a lot of these illegal moves, they slow everybody else down. They just gum up the works entirely.
I know, but you know something? We got to get honest about some of this. I mean, we point the finger at Uber and Lyft, but, you know, we created them, first of all, because taxis weren't picking people up, and people didn't want to hop on Muni, so there was a market for it. Second of all, you know, anybody that's been around either San Francisco or any other city in California in the last couple of years notices how we've changed the streets. I mean, now you have bus and taxi-only lanes all over San Francisco, and a lot of times the buses and taxis aren't in those lanes, they're in your lane, so it's even more choked up. And we've got construction, we've got, you know, reconfigurations that are making it tougher to get around. So everybody's just going, I'm going to admit it. There's a lot of times you'll find me in a bus lane going down that thing because it's empty. It's really tempting.
Right,
I see more and more people, right?
Right, exactly. You know, Supervisor Aaron Peskin wants the city attorney to do something about this. But what? What exactly can you do?
Well, not a lot, because it's interesting. London is talking about pulling Uber and Lyft's licenses, or at least Uber's license, to operate in that city. But the fact is, California cities don't have the licensing capability. They license taxis, but ride shares are being handled by the state. So it's a state issue. So it's sort of hands off, and that's frustrated a lot of people. We can file suit. We can file suit about anything. Whether or not anything comes out of that remains to be seen. But I'm going to tell you something else that's going on behind the scenes, and that is there is this growing fear among San Francisco's Muni, that's the bus service, that people are getting off the buses more and more and either getting into Lyfts and Ubers or starting to take private bus services. They have one in San Francisco called Chariot that you see around a lot. It's starting to bite into their ridership because people don't feel safe on Muni, they don't like the idea of the other people on Muni, the homeless on Muni, and that also the buses seems to be stuck in traffic. The other thing that this brings to mind is all the talk about automated cars, and someday you'll be able to hop into an automated taxi that takes you around San Francisco so you won't really need a car. Well, it's going to be really interesting to see how fast you get around if they follow all the rules, because it's one thing that this ticketing showed, that if you actually follow the rules in San Francisco, chances are you're not going to get anybody anywhere in any time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.